chanting of the holy name. Should be performed with great eagerness and enthusiasm and longing to attain the feet of Krishna. It is true that while endeavoring to chant the holy name, sometimes our mind gets distracted or we feel drowsy or sleepy. But we have to be at least awake and attentive for some portion of the chanting. Otherwise, there's a likelihood that we may not even remain as devotees. If there's a possibility that one may leave Krishna consciousness and go away, if one does not pay attention to the holy name. As the hearing of the holy sound vibration is neglected, gradually one will find one's spiritual life becomes very dull. Spiritual life becomes boring. Spiritual life appears irrelevant, and spiritual life appears very burdensome, difficult. On the other hand, the material leanings will start, you know, showing their face. And the material world with all its glamour will appear to be very meaningful and sensible. They will look very attractive. And one will be feeling deprived of all the opportunities for material enjoyment available for a person in the outside world. And one will feel that, you know, to be a devotee is a crazy thing. One will feel like that. And to be a part of the material world is a wonderful thing. One will think like this. In this way, the ignorance starts taking bigger shape in the form of material world with all its innumerable material elements coming in various shapes and forms and names. And the spiritual world and the spiritual elements, they start becoming diminished in our mind. So because of which one becomes materially awake and spiritually dull. And this is mainly because of lack of hearing. So Prabhupada says, I was hearing recently, one should chant loudly, and one should hear the sound vibration. Even though one may feel sleepy, one should get up, be awake, and if mind is getting distracted, one should call out the holy name loudly, repeatedly. And when we chant loudly, then the mind pays attention. My experience is, if we chant 4 or 5 rounds, just even mechanically, apparently, but chant loudly, then the mind starts paying attention after that. So the sound vibration is so important. The calling out of Krishna's name properly is so important. If we really want to develop more and more faith in spiritual world, just like we were saying, prema bhakti yaha hoite avidya vinash jat. So the avidya should get vinash and the prema bhakti should grow. If the opposite is happening by practicing spiritual life, that means we are not practicing properly. There is something wrong somewhere. You can understand. There is something going wrong somewhere. So, and the main thing that's going wrong is this, that one is not paying attention to the holy name. And there is one more very dangerous thing that happens. When we don't pay attention to the holy name and we are becoming dull in spiritual life, some people start finding fault with devotees. They start finding fault with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness practices, and they find fault with fellow devotees or even seniors, and a time comes when they find fault with Prabhupada also, and they find fault with Krishna also. They find fault with spiritual, anything spiritual, and then one fine morning or not so fine morning, you find them out. That is because of aparad, maha aparad. So when we do aparad, the first offense to the devotees, then we lose taste for anything spiritual. And then when the taste is lost, then you can't keep doing it. It's not possible. Like you all are rising every morning, you know, wearing dhoti, tilak, and coming to chant, because Krishna is giving you some taste. There is internally some taste coming on. If you are polite, humble, respectful to devotees, and if you adore the devotees in the heart, if you adore the philosophy of Prabhupada in the heart, if you have a love and respect for acharyas like Guru and Prabhupada and other acharyas, then the faith, the juice is like a faith. Faith, it keeps building up in our heart more and more. More you get juice, the more you can very enthusiastically practice. So sometimes you find devotees deeply entering Krishna consciousness. How? Because they are very thoroughly nourished by the faith in the form of juice that comes in their heart. So when there is faith, one can very confidently, courageously, with a great hope against hope, as if you know, they are seeing the truth face to face in their eyes, in front of their eyes. Like that one can practice. And that should be understood to be a mahatkripa, blessings of very great Vaishnavas on a devotee. So every devotee should be constantly eager to receive the kripa, blessings, and practice Krishna consciousness very delightfully with that blessings. But if we lose the mahatkripa by mahaprad, Vaishnavaprad, then one becomes completely, one's eyes, one's face becomes pale, one's eyes lack faith, and one's mind is focused on sense gratification. In this way, one becomes a fool. The Shastra uses Manishinaha, means a very intelligent person. Moodaha means fool. So the Shastra uses both these words. So one becomes a fool. Who is a fool? Even the most intelligent boy who may be getting a very great accolades in sports or in studies or in material life, if he doesn't understand the Atma Tattvam or his relation to God and the goal of spiritual life, he becomes a fool. So we should always pray every day, "My dear Krishna, please let me not become forgetful of you. Let me not become a fool. Delighting in sense enjoyment like an anima. Let me give up animal propensities and rise above the lower modes. And let me always remain in Krishna consciousness." So the chanting should be done with this understanding. The prayer we do in chanting is, "Oh Krishna, let me serve you, let me love you, let me remember you, let me always remain your servant, let me not try to become an independent enjoyer. Let me not become your competitor. Let me not be envious of you. Let me not be offender of devotees. Let me not lose that determination and succumb to temptation. Let me have the firm fixity in your lotus feet." Always. One should always, this should be the prayer when you're chanting. "So please give me recognition from Maya's company and give me admission to your company, which is Krishna's company." So, but this kind of mood should be the fuel for the gadi of the chanting process. Like when you put up fuel, the gadi runs very nicely. So this mood should be the fuel, background fuel. With that appropriate mood in the background, when you chant the holy name, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." The chanting will be very attentive. Very absorbing, or at least there will be a struggle for attention, at least. So even if you cannot pay attention, you are feeling drowsy, mind is distracted, no problem. But there will be a struggle, again and again. But the struggle is very pleasurable to Krishna. At least the devotee is endeavoring to call me. That will be pleasurable. Harinam Bhukhi, let's offer humble obeisances to all the devotees. What does that do to the devotees?